Hello everyone, it is Wednesday, April 29th, and it's time for another Quick Update. This week on Quick Updates, the year the March for Life came home. Sex selection position papers go to representatives. Andre will host a panel discussion on sphere sovereignty and COVID-19, and the final webinar in Ed's Grade 6 and 7 series. So, let's get right into it. At this time of year, thousands of Canadians would normally be preparing to take part in the March for Life in various capitals across our nation. This year, as you know, that is simply not possible, and so instead we've decided to take a new approach for Life Week. We Need a Law has put together an ambitious plan called The Year the March for Life Came Home. People across the country are putting up signs and making noise to encourage others and show their support for frontline workers in this current crisis. Let's continue those displays of love and support and direct them to our pre-born neighbors. That can include drawing with sidewalk chalk, painting on your windows, and homemade signs, and more. Go to weneedalaw.ca for more on that. Now, my colleagues from ARPA Canada have been encouraging supporters in their provinces to create convoys for life. You can deck out your car with signs, decals, balloons, flags, and even paint sharing the pro-life message. And then join up with some others and drive through your town or city and spread the message while still social distancing. If you're interested, go to arpacanada.ca/convoy for more on that. This year, we can't attend the March for Life, but can still take part in Life Week in our own way. This coming Saturday, we hope to release an email detailing more about Life Week activities, including province-specific details, so keep an eye out for that. Next up, Tabitha joins us to talk a little bit about a policy paper that was sent to representatives all across the country.
Thanks, Colin. When we talk about talking to MPs, we often say relationship first, policy second. And that's something we've especially emphasized in the last couple months as MPs have very full plates because of COVID-19. But I wanted to also remind you to bring up policy as well. And as an example, back in mid-March, we actually finished a position paper on sex selective abortion to go along with MP Kathy Wagenthal's private members bill. But we held off sending it to politicians, instead just sending them encouragement in this time. But last week, we decided to go ahead and send it to politicians, saying, if you have time to read it, this is a very important issue, and here's a resource on that. And the response we got from that was actually overwhelmingly positive, with MPs thanking us for sending it to us, including some unexpected MPs asking for more information on the topic. So take a moment this week, send an email to your MP, encouraging them, letting them know you're praying for them during this time, but also bring up policy like the Sex Selective Abortion Act and make sure that they know it's important to you. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Tabitha. Next up, we have the new lineup for webinars this coming week. Director of Law and Public Policy Andre Schutten will be hosting another panel discussion. Here's Andre.
Hey, Colin, I'm really excited about next week's webinar where I get to host a conversation with the Reverend Dr. Joe Boot, Christian philosopher, thinker, and theologian, and Derek Ross, the Executive Director and Legal Counsel with the Christian Legal Fellowship, as we discuss our fundamental freedoms in an age of COVID and think about it through a sphere sovereignty lens. This promises to be a spirited discussion and maybe even debate. So if you're interested, make sure you register for the webinar now. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Andre. Ed Hogardyke continues his series for grade 6 and 7, and next week will be the final installment in that 6-part series. Here's Ed with more.
Hey, thanks, Colin. Looking forward to doing webinars next week again for grade 6 and 7. Human rights, a focus on God's gift of life. We're going to talk about signs, windows, sidewalks, roads, convoys, marches on wheels, mums, preborn children, babies, flyers, postcards, doctors, nurses, and of course, Mike, Tabitha, Elise, and Anna. Most importantly, we're going to talk about speaking up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Looking forward to it. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Ed. That's all for this week. Thanks to you for watching Quick Updates. Please do like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.